Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 108. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter has 14 psukim in it. A little bit on the background over here. David actually combined psukim from two different prakim to form this parak. Verse 2 through verse 7 of this parak are found in chapter 57, when David was hiding from Shaul in a cave. Verse 7 until the end are found in chapter 60, when Yisrael was at war in despair and felt like giving up. The Radak suggests those prakim were inspired by historical events in David's life, while in this one, any personal events were admitted. By not tying this psalm to any particular event, shows us David wrote this in reference to the final redemption. The Shai Lamora points out, the grafting of the two prakim into one makes this chapter about both personal redemption and national redemption. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch explains, David wrote both chapter 57 and 60 when he was completely desperate in the lowest point of his life. In chapter 57, he was a fugitive running for his life from Shaul. And chapter 60 speaks about the low state of the nation before David rose to power. David chose to pen this psalm with the exact same words as the earlier ones at a later stage in his life, when he was no longer being persecuted and Am Yisrael was now lifted up. But he was still concerned with his next task in life, of how to be a good king. He desperately wanted Hashem's help with ruling Am Yisrael. Therefore, he found himself uttering the same words as when he was in the most dire situations. Now for the parak summary. In this chapter, David proclaims his feelings are with Hashem. He was filled with excitement in serving Hashem. He would regularly sing and praise God. He would regularly get up in the wee hours of the night and Aira Shachar, wake up the daytime. David was regular at getting up Chatzos Laila to engage in personal prayer, begging Hashem to draw him close, articulating his most inner desires in life, speaking to God like one would speak to a friend in personal conversation every night at Chatzos Laila. Rav Nosson explains David would Aira Shachar, wake up the Shachar star, meaning to say when David would fall to sadness, he would wake himself up by finding his Nekudas Tovos, good points, which shine bright like the Shachar star. This would specifically take place at Chatzos Laila, at the darkest time of night, because it was specifically in the darkest moments one needs to find their good points by waking up the Shachar star that exists in each and every single one of us. Moving on in the chapter, David also celebrates after his life of persecution, he can now see how Hashem has chosen him. This brought David inner happiness. David ends the prayer with asking Hashem, who will lead him to Edom? Who will lead in Yerushalayim? And who will lead Am Yisrael in victory over their enemies? The who in these statements is really reference to Mashiach, who will be the ultimate redeemer. Humans can only accomplish so much. God's help is needed. Let us merit for Hashem to remove the darkness of Gullus by bringing the ultimate Nekuda Tova to the world, none other than Mashiach ben David, with the rebuilding of the third temple to see it with our very own eyes. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.